Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down over the phone with Lisa Miller. We're going to be talking about Huntington Heritage Days. Lisa, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us.
You're very welcome.
So Heritage Days it's just a packed schedule, lots of stuff going on, and it all gets kicked off on June 28th and 29th with the Heritage Rodeo.
Yes.
And then June 30th. At 7 p.m. in the Huntington Stakes Center, which is located on Main Street, we have the Glee Club Patriotic Program.
And it's excellent.
Yeah, it's one of the... If you love hearing good music sung by good people, that's where you're going to want to be.
Yep, that's the place to be.
And then things really get kicked off starting on July 3rd. That's a full evening of events. Starting at 6 p.m., you have the Fox Brothers coming to perform.
Yes. And this is free entertainment. Bring your lawn chairs. It's at the junior high, like the poster says. It's a great time.
And then immediately after the Fox Brothers come in, you have an ice cream social at 7:30, sponsored by BK's. Now, that ice cream social, always a big hit, especially for the kids in the community.
Yes.
And then moving on from there, from 8 p.m. to 9:30, you have one of Emmerich and Carbon's favorite acts. You have the Hypno-Hit coming back to town.
Yes, everyone's favorite. He comes every year. The crowd never tires of him.
Yeah, just an incredible hypnotist. If you haven't seen him, I highly recommend you go do so. Then at 9:15, another event for the kids. We have a bike parade, one of those glow-in-the-dark type deals. So you go out there and you decorate your bike. Is that right?
Yes, yep.
And then also on July 3rd at 6:30 at the rodeo grounds, you're doing a cornhole tournament. Now, are there any costs associated with that?
It's $30 a team. Sign-ups are at 6 o'clock. There is $600 added money, and this is sponsored by Hometown Market and Mitchell's Funeral Home.
Yeah, so July 3rd, a big slate of activities, and then the day you've all been waiting for, the 4th of July, everyone's getting off work. It's just a great day for the community, and growing up in Huntington, I always look forward to the big events on the 4th of July, and looking like it, starting as they normally do on that July 4th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., you have breakfast in the city park.
Yes.
So then we move to 10 a.m., which is one of the crowning events of the Huntington Heritage Days, which is the big parade.
Yes.
And then do we know who is going to be the kind of grand marshal of this parade?
The grand marshals will be Jerry and Thelma Livingston.
Now, that's very exciting. Knowing Jerry and Thelma most of my life, just great people, great opportunity to see them in the parade.
Yes, great.
And then back up at the junior high after that, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you have free kids attractions. Going on during those free kids attractions at the same time at the junior high, from 11 a.m. to 1:30, you have more entertainment. You have the band Restless.
Yes. And again, this is free to the public. Hypno-Hit is there again from 2:15 to 3:30.
And then from 4 to 6, you have Annie Ovison.
Yes.
And then the real showstopper here to close out Huntington Heritage Days this year, from 7 p.m. to 9:45, you have Charlie Jenkins performing up at the junior high.
Yes, always a big, big draw. He comes every year, and the crowd loves him. So it's a good celebration.
It is, and then they closes out after that with some fireworks. So just a full slate of activities for Huntington Heritage Days this year.
Yes, we have the best fireworks in the two counties, and I would just like to put a plug in for Huntington Fire and Huntington City for doing such a spectacular job with those fireworks.
Now, Lisa, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the public with?
Come and play. It's a great celebration.
Thank you again, Lisa. Again, that was Lisa Miller talking Huntington Heritage Days this year, starting June 28th and 29th with the Heritage Rodeo and running until July 4th. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 or 7:50 a.m. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.